Hey there. Before we get started, I wanted to, if you don't know about Asana, I wanted to come in here and have you download this app. Why it's important is that we're going to be using that for a lot of our podcasts in the future. We want to show you how to use it. It's a free tool that you can use for your business, and it's absolutely what we use with our paid clients in our agency side of socialglobalgrind.com. So what we want you to do is just go to Asana. You can do it on the iOS app, I believe. I'm not sure if it's available for anything else. And type in A-S-A-N-A, and you'll see Asana. And then we're going to actually take you step by step on how to use it on an upcoming podcast. So get yourself ready. It's going to be completely game changing. We're so excited to share this with you. This is exactly the tool that we use with our clients to showcase approval processes on social media. It's a way for you and your assistant to get social media off the ground. It's going to be really exciting. Go to asana.com and download the app. Hey there. So in this episode, we're going to be talking about how you can optimize your business and yourself on LinkedIn. So one of the first things that I want you to do is go to the link that's in the description field and download the PDF that we have accompanying this particular podcast. And it really is a PDF that you can tick off or check off all of the little elements that you need to do to really boost your presence, make sure that you have a good, strong clarity in your message. And why it's important is because LinkedIn is very similar to what would be an industry magazine or publication where everybody from your industry, potential clients, colleagues, potential new partnerships are all on LinkedIn. So flicking and sticking and just posting randomly is not the way to go. It's what you need to do strategically is think about what are our social media pillars that we're going to be talking about on LinkedIn. And that would mean different types of subjects that you're going to circle back to. Now, LinkedIn has changed a little bit. What we've seen is that people are actually jumping off Facebook. And you might notice that some of the LinkedIn posts that you are seeing actually resembles a lot of what you would see on Facebook. Some people are actually just, you know, leaving Facebook and just posting on LinkedIn. Sometimes it lands and it's really cool and you can see an insight on someone. And then sometimes it doesn't. LinkedIn is a place for thought leadership and business related conversation. However, that is changing and sometimes better for the good, you know, better to change than to stay stagnant, I think. Especially when we're looking at just all the platforms changed during the social justice movement that we've seen. We're getting a lot more education pieces, what we need to be aware of as a community. And I think that's in the right directions of what we need to do. With LinkedIn, how I would change that conversation would be like, let's talk about the disparity in the workplace, the inequality that's happening. How can we change it for the better? Give examples, showcase a bit of that. I'm doing that in particular. Especially with the podcast I just did about, you know, C-suite women just not getting it. It's not about just working hard. It's about the opportunity and it needs to be a broad spectrum conversation. That's something that's absolutely relevant in LinkedIn because as business owners and people that are in that leadership community, that should be an ongoing conversation to make the world equal. So that's one piece of content that I think would be really great if, you know, if you wanted to think about just like strategy and that. So one of my content pillars for LinkedIn is social justice in the workplace. So that's something that I regularly post on. Why it's important to, again, do this is and get those particular pillars of what you're going to be talking about is because you are going to be seen as a leadership in your particular industry. What is it that you want to speak to? So those are things that you should have a broader discussion with your team, your board members, and really start to narrow down on what the belief system is. What is your why? How are you going to contribute to the business society? And how are you going to up-level the community? That is absolutely something that we should know about while you're on LinkedIn. And it's really exciting. It's exciting to see a growth or a transition of growth in any company. So it's really good to hear from that perspective. One of the other things that you should be thinking about is, okay, one of the absolute content pillars you should do is one of thought leadership, because LinkedIn is a place where you talk about your thought leadership. So how do you demonstrate that? So basically it's wrapped around, what does the company believe in and what do we want to achieve? How did we get here? Basically, know your why. You know, why did you start this, or why did you join this particular cause? Because I think businesses are a cause. So why did you do that? So really showcasing that sort of thought process, that thought leadership process, should definitely be one. If you are a service or a product, you want one of the pillars to definitely also be considered as a feature and benefit pillar. So this is the feature. This is the feature of this particular service or product, and this is the benefits of the service or product. And so I'm just thinking, it's a stall there, because I was thinking two ways. So if it's a product, if you think about it in terms of like maybe it's a skincare brand, right? So feature, this new product that just came out, these are the features of it. It has calming ingredients, da 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 da. And the benefits are that your skin is more soothed, da da da. It's great transition in this particular weather. And you keep going, right? So you're doing that texturized, palpable sort of feel to a product when you're demonstrating it. Now, services are killing it on LinkedIn, because we can really connect with the feelings, the feature and benefit part of it, a bit quicker than we can with the product. Product-based items are awesome on LinkedIn. They thrive on Instagram. However, you can still share them here. You can share the thought behind the process and how did you what was the RD process and the whole deal. So that's one way to do it. But when you go into a service, you're talking about, this is what we do. And then this is the relief you're going to get, the benefits of what you will feel like once this service is done for you. So, and this really speaks well to like anybody that is a continual service, like myself. We're a social media agency. We provide really eye-catching, amazing social media. And the benefit is, as a business owner, you're not freaked out about flicking and sticking and hoping that it lands. You are collaborating with us. So again, there's no loss in control in your social media. You absolutely are the creative director. You have education behind your decisions on what you want to post on social media, and we collaborate with you. And one of the features is that we show you and create stuff 2 weeks in advance so you can approve it in your time when you have time, and it's not a 10 to 15 hour slug of a job that you need to do along with, running a business. So that's one of the benefits, features and benefits that you can do. Same thing with bookkeeping, right? If you think about it, you can get all those little like, I don't even want to talk about it. Well, then speak to all of those obstacles that get a small business owner to actually complete their bookkeeping. And how can you solve and take that off their plate and really smooth out their experience in terms of paying correct taxes or employees or whatever it is that are frequently asked questions in your business. Also, too, when you're doing the features and benefits, it's also a really great time to swoop in and do a thought leadership piece on how you see today's market, how you see yourself in today's market and actually up-leveled in a space where maybe not all your competitors are there. So you know what I mean? So it's something that we do. In particular in our company, we do a couple of different things differently from any other social media agency, especially in New Zealand, because it's a slow burn. Social media is a slow burn. We have a lot of, I guess, cowboys out there that are trying to just grab business and flicking and sticking content, and it's not landing. What we do is we're SEO centric. We make sure that it registers an index on Google. So that search engine optimization, and we make sure that you land well on that spectrum in terms of of search, whether it's in the actual app itself or the social media content, or actually starting to help you register on Google, which is really great. So that's one other piece. The other piece that we do that's a bit different from any other social media part is that we partner with you to give you the education of what you need to know on social media. And why it's important is because you can make informed decisions on going forward with your social media strategy. The other upside to that is if you choose to go on your own, which a lot of people will decide to do, but they also come back. But see, sometimes what they'll do is like, oh, I can probably do this on my own. I have the education. And therefore, if you have the education, you can start to produce your own social media, either in collaboration with us or on your own, totally different, to whatever it is that you feel like your business needs. But as you get busier, you probably will come back to us. So that's fine. And then the other piece is when you have that education piece, you can not only advise for your own company, but other colleagues that are, you know, in business. Like these are the points that you need to look at when you're looking at a social media person. This is what the kind of level of what they need to understand and know when you're going with a social media person. So a lot of the mistakes that are happening here in New Zealand in particular is that we are hiring friends, family, people that know somebody does social media, but they don't know what they should be looking for in terms of what that professional field looks like and what do you want to achieve. You know, yes, everybody wants more sales, but even if you have a very low platform of viewers and audience, how are you going to register on Google? So if anything, we need to build up your SEO. We need to build up your presence that way. So you will eventually become a bit more mainstream here. But consistency is the key. So you have to post constantly and consistently for 6 to 12 months, even longer, for you to register. And that's the reality, especially in New Zealand. You really have to have that consistency to land with your company. So that's one of the things that you need to know. And also kind of like, I know I went off on a tangent from the features and benefits area, but that is also a piece that you need to know when you're doing your own social media piece. Talking about the differences between your product and service is probably the best way to just get on someone's radar. So, and a lot of other people do that I think is kind of creepy is that they start to message you out of nowhere. I get pitched a lot because of, you know, being a social media agency. There's a lot of collaboration opportunities and there's a lot of people are trying to get my business. I don't like it. I'm not really into it. But what I am into is connecting with industry, people in the industry or people in the business community, and seeing how I can support them as another person in the locality or just nationally or even worldwide. How can I do that? I want to be able to see compelling, real content. So that means that we have to kind of get in front of a video every once in a while, right? So we need to do a little bit more of that. Talking about the product or service, one of the things that I think is when you're doing videos too, just another tangent here, is I think there's not a benefit for you to look directly at your image while you're shooting a video. So what I would say is look at that little tiny pinhole that is on your device or computer. Look at the camera only, know that you're in the frame, and just keep staring at that. Don't even look. And if you can get somebody to post this stuff for you and edit it, even better, because that way you don't even have to look. I'm always reminded that there are actresses out there like Julia Roberts, Sandra Bullock, and I'm sure there's more than just that, but they've had said out loud that they hate seeing themselves on film. They won't do it. And I think that that's really smart. I think that we get trapped up in how we, you know, look and how we're perceived. If you speak from the heart and you're pretty honest about what you're going to, your attention's great, you know, it's in alignment with what your message is, you're going to be fine. Don't get crazy about your image. Of course, make sure that you're well-groomed. It's very helpful, especially if you're on LinkedIn and you're representing your company. However, just reel it back. Don't get too intense going, ooh, I looked awful there. Da, 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 da. You can check for lighting beforehand. You can check that you're in the frame. You can check to see if all of these elements are. And then don't even look. It's definitely what I do now. I'm not even looking. So I do make a lot of goofy faces when I'm talking to people. I'm pretty animated, so I don't want to see any of that. So I just, you know, I will get somebody on my team to post it for me, and that's it. So it's something that I'm really, really, I wanted to say, because I think it's really hard for people to consistently put out videos out there, but it needs to be done. Some ways that you can actually put your business out there is do walk and talks. So if you're going to go to a coffee, here's me and my coffee, right? If you're going to go walk down to Coey Beach Cafe and grab a cup of all-press coffee, you're going to show that experience while you're talking about a topical piece that is beneficial to your business, whether it's a service or product. Talk a little bit about it, or talk about the week that you've had. Talk about some of the successes you've had, especially if you're a Kiwi and you're in New Zealand. One of the practices that we have to do is start talking about the wins. There's a bit of a tall poppy situation happening still in New Zealand, and I think that's probably why we're still not completely connected to doing social media, that tall poppy piece. It almost comes up in every conversation I have with a business associate or a colleague. I don't want to boast too much about my business. Well, then take yourself out of it. It's one of the things that I've learned to do personally, and I'm almost the same way. I always have the same sort of mindset in the beginning, is that I have to stop myself from feeling too much about the business and change it around going, actually, this doesn't benefit the business. I'm going to have to make this decision because it's better for the business. I know that I need to make a video about this because this is going to benefit the business in the long run if we keep talking about our services and what we have to offer. So I'm looking at that viewpoint and really sharing what you do. So you don't have to be the best salesperson, but you are probably alive and sparkly when you're talking about something that is incredible. And this is what you offer, and this is what you can do. And these are the people that we have surrounding it to really execute that perfectly for you and your lifestyle or your business, whatever it is that we benefit. We're going to tell you exactly all the 100,000 ways of how we can benefit you. And it's got to come from that excited place, right? So I'm thinking about a colleague of mine that actually changes up closets. So it's not just the organization, but it's the reconfiguration of shelving and different types of coverings and doors and all of this stuff, where it easily translates. If you're going to do that, you might as well go ahead and zhuzh up your home office. I mean, one of my dreams to do is like my home office to also become my wardrobe, my closet. Here in New Zealand, I'm from LA, right? So one of the things I've noticed that is desperately needed in spaces is that we need almost a separate closet for all our coats and outerwear. So we have lots of rain here. We rival Seattle or the same sort of rainfall as Seattle. And it's extremely cold during the winter. So we need different types of cute coats. Hello. I'm trying to get in that, scandal sort of vibe where Olivia's wearing all those beautiful coats. Like I want to be cute. But one of the things that I lack is closet space. And she has a great story to tell. And she has lots of different versions of her story. Also, too, her skill set, her know-how, her ingenuity also can transform a space in a garage. I'm sorry, I'm in New Zealand. Carport. So you can totally change it. You know, they put rugs in some of the carports over here. I mean, amazing. So there's a lot of different ways and lots of different styles that somebody can talk about their business and how you can benefit from it. It's an exciting game. You're in an exciting business. I don't care. Whatever it is that you're doing, I can guarantee you have something that's really cool that a lot of people don't know in the public space. And it's great to go ahead and share that on LinkedIn. So think of it that way. What is the really coolest thing to do? I think I even saw a dentist pull out something like, oh, it was in something that you do with injections, and it actually is more comfortable than a traditional needle. And it's something that is comforting to a lot of her patients, is that they have this particular device that is actually, cuts the edge off of the scariness. And the pain element is not even there. So, you know what I mean? Like every industry, every business has that little one-upper. So what is your one-upper? What is it that you can showcase to everybody? And lastly, I wanted to talk about your keyword tool, and I'm actually going to give you in the link in this bio, next bio, I'm thinking social media, the link in the description right here below. I'm going to give you two links that will help you find within your industry what what keywords you can use on your social media. Okay, and that sometimes can be daunting, because you can be in your own industry for 15, 20 years and your set of keywords that are in your head will not match the algorithm that's on Google. It won't match the algorithm that is on LinkedIn or any other social media platform. So that is something, actually, that gave me an idea. I'm going to go ahead and give a video of how you can research your social media keywords, because I think that's something that we all just need a little bit of help with. So I'm going to go ahead and put that in the blog. So when you look at our blog, it's going to be in the description field as well. You will be able to look at that video and see how I can help you capture those keywords on each social media platform, so you can start doing this yourself and really, really elevating what you're doing and getting your voice out there, getting your product out there, getting your service out there, and really amplifying your presence, because that's what I wish for you. I really want you to just kill it out there on social media and make sure that your brand stands out. So again, go to the link below, sign up, get the PDF. In the PDF, we probably should just link some other things there for you, including giving you a video on how to research your keywords so you can just be on top of your game. And that means that you're actually going to register and outrank. This is the important thing, right? This is why we're doing everything. We want to outrank our competitors. We want to show up first when people are looking for a solution and finding our product and our service. This is why we're doing it. LinkedIn is a place that we can't ignore. That user number, especially in New Zealand, is quite high for our population. I would venture you guys are probably sitting in the same space. LinkedIn is an underutilized tool. We should absolutely all be on it and be able to use it to our benefit and to create something that's quite new and get new audience members and get new clients and all the rest of it. So there you go. That is my segment for LinkedIn. Hope you liked it. Go to the description. Do not undercut yourself. Get that link. And I'm here to help you. If you have any questions, just either DM me on any social platform. Francesca Hustles or Francesca Hustle. I'm pretty much on everywhere. And also, too, you can email me, francesca@socialglobalgrind.com. Hope to see you or hear from you soon. Thanks for listening. Now, before you go, I just wanted to come in here and tell you, I know why you hate social media. That's right. I know that you're busy, and I know that as a small business owner, you have so much going on that there's no way that you can possibly schedule in something else. So you're doing like a lot of people do, including myself. Sometimes I catch myself doing this and I have to stop, but I flick things out there and hope they land. And it's not really thought out. I don't get a lot of engagement when I do that. And I tend to put in more time and effort with my clients and not my own feed, my social media feed. But I have something that's going to help you and our business as well. And it's been proving to be very, very robust and great, and something that we want to share with you. First of all, the first thing that you need to do is sign up for our newsletter, which is called here's what's happening. We're very excited that we're launching something that will help small business owners really get a handle on what they need to do in social media. So go to socialglobalgrind.com and sign up now, and we will be able to drip you really tiny and very easy to digest information that you can use for your social media. Hope to see you there.